Chapter 8. A Conversation with Gary. The days began to pass more quickly. Paloma got used to her new routine in her new school. Everybody thought that Gary fancied Paloma. Paloma was happy about this because Gary was very popular. But although she liked him, she wasn't sure that she wanted him for a boyfriend. She still missed Daniel. Alexa and Paloma were becoming much friendlier. Several times Paloma invited Alexa to her house or suggested that they do something together at the weekend, but Alexa always said no. Paloma didn't understand why. It was clear that Alexa wanted to be her friend. She also didn't understand why Alexa never invited her to her house. One day, Paloma and Gary were walking to school together. "Gary, can I ask you something about Alexa?" Paloma asked. "But please promise me that you won't tell her."
"I promise," said Gary. "What do you want to know?"
"Alexa seems a nice girl, so why hasn't she got any friends at school?" Paloma asked. "And why does she never want to come to my house or to invite me to hers?"
"Alexa used to be friendly with a girl called Helen, who left the school last year," Gary replied. "Helen said some horrible things about Alexa. She said that Alexa thought she was too good for the other students because she lived in a big house in a very expensive area. But Alexa never invited anybody there and wouldn't go to their houses either. Helen also said that Alexa was obsessed with food and was in danger of becoming anorexic."
"That's terrible," Paloma exclaimed. "That Helen was an awful friend."
"Helen also told the other girls things that Alexa said about them," continued Gary. "She told them that Alexa had said that they were swots or that they were fat. That's why the other students weren't very friendly with Alexa. In fact, the term before you came, she was often alone."
Paloma was very confused. Alexa seemed nice, and she never said bad things about the other students to Paloma. But it was true that she never accepted invitations. She talked a lot about calories. But that didn't mean she was becoming anorexic, did it? That evening, Paloma had a lot of homework to do. She had a biology test the next day, and she wanted to do well. But David was playing his CDs as loud as possible and making a lot of noise. Paloma couldn't concentrate.
"Mom, please tell David to stop playing his music so loudly," she shouted to her mother, who was downstairs in the kitchen. "I can't do my homework with all that noise."
Mum went upstairs to David's bedroom and told him to stop playing his CDs. When David protested, Mum got really angry and told him to go to bed immediately.
"What's wrong with Mum?" Paloma thought. "She never gets so angry. Is she worried about Dad? I didn't see him last night or this morning, and he isn't at home now."
Paloma finished studying for the test, read a book for a short time, and then went to bed. She lay in bed and thought about her parents and about Alexa. She didn't fall asleep for a long time. In the car on the way to school the next morning, David was very quiet. Mum and Marta were talking about a program they'd seen on TV the night before. So Paloma sat and thought about Alexa again. She decided that she would write to Daniel and ask him his opinion about what she should do. She felt better now that she had decided to ask Daniel for help. In the first lesson, their teacher opened a special book called The Register and checked the names of the students who were in class that day. Then she closed the register, looked at the students and said, "I've got some news for you. I'm planning to take you all on a field trip at the beginning of the half-term holiday in October. We'll leave after school on Friday and come back on Monday morning. I'll give you more details later." Everyone was very excited and left the lesson talking about where they might go and what activities they might do.
"The trip sounds great fun," Paloma said to her friends.
"But perhaps it isn't cool to be enthusiastic about school trips, just like school lunches," she joked.
The next lesson was biology, and Paloma's test went really well. She came out of the lesson with Gary and Steve, talking and laughing. She was really happy with her new group of friends. When she got home that afternoon, she sent an email to Daniel and told him of her worries about Alexa. When she had explained all that, she then found herself writing about her worries about her parents too. She hadn't intended to, but she felt good that she was discussing her problems with Daniel. "I don't need to try to solve everything by myself," she thought. "I've got friends, and friends help you in difficult times." She read the email once more to check that she was satisfied with it, and then clicked send.